Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 310. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Ezekiel chapters 41 through 44. Let's begin. Ezekiel chapter 41. Then he brought me to the outer sanctuary and measured the jambs. The jambs were 10.5 feet wide on each side. The width of the entrance was 17.5 feet, and the sides of the entrance were 8.75 feet on each side. He measured the length of the outer sanctuary as 70 feet, and its width as 35 feet. Then he went into the inner sanctuary and measured the jambs of the entrance as 3.5 feet, the entrance as 10.5 feet, and the width of the entrance as 12.25 feet. Then he measured its length as 35 feet and its width as 35 feet before the outer sanctuary. He said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he measured the wall of the temple as 10.5 feet and the width of the side chambers as 7 feet all around the temple. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one above the other, 30 in each story. There were offsets in the wall all around to serve as supports for the side chambers, so that the supports were not in the wall of the temple. The side chambers surrounding the temple were wider at each successive story. For the structure surrounding the temple went up story by story all around the temple. For this reason, the width of the temple increased as it went up, and one went up from the lowest story to the highest by way of the middle story. I saw that the temple had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers were a full measuring stick of 10.5 feet high. The width of the outer wall of the side chambers was 8.75 feet, and the open area between the side chambers of the temple and the chambers of the court was 35 feet in width all around the temple on every side. There were entrances from the side chambers toward the open area, one entrance toward the north, and another entrance toward the south. The width of the open area was 8.75 feet all around. The building that was facing the temple courtyard at the west side was 122.5 feet wide. The wall of the building was 8.75 feet all around, and its length was 157.5 feet. Then he measured the temple as 175 feet long, the courtyard of the temple and the building and its walls as 175 feet long, and also the width of the front of the temple and the courtyard on the east as 175 feet. Then he measured the length of the building facing the courtyard at the rear of the temple, with its galleries on either side, as 175 feet. The interior of the outer sanctuary and the porch of the court, as well as the thresholds, narrow windows, and galleries all around on 3 sides facing the threshold, were paneled with wood all around, from the ground up to the windows. Now the windows were covered, to the space above the entrance, to the inner room, and on the outside, and on the walls in the inner room and outside by measurement. It was made with cherubim and decorative palm trees, with a palm tree between each cherub. Each cherub had 2 faces, a human face toward the palm tree on one side and a lion's face toward the palm tree on the other side. They were carved on the whole temple all around. From the ground to the area above the entrance, cherubim and decorative palm trees were carved on the wall of the outer sanctuary. The doorposts of the outer sanctuary were square. In front of the sanctuary, one doorpost looked just like the other. The altar was of wood, 5.25 feet high, with its length 3.5 feet. Its corners, its length, and its walls were of wood. He said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." The outer sanctuary and the inner sanctuary each had a double door. Each of the doors had 2 leaves, 2 swinging leaves. 2 leaves for one door and 2 leaves for the other. On the doors of the outer sanctuary were carved cherubim and palm trees, like those carved on the walls, and there was a canopy of wood on the front of the outside porch. There were narrow windows and decorative palm trees on either side of the side walls of the porch. This is what the side chambers of the temple and the canopies were like. Ezekiel chapter 42. Then he led me out to the outer court, toward the north, and brought me to the chamber which was opposite the courtyard and opposite the building on the north. Its length was 175 feet on the north side, and its width 87.5 feet. opposite the 35 feet that belonged to the inner court, and opposite the pavement which belonged to the outer court, gallery faced gallery in the three stories. In front of the chambers was a walkway on the inner side, 17.5 feet wide at a distance of 1.75 feet, and their entrances were on the north. Now the upper chambers were narrower, because the galleries took more space from them than from the lower and middle chambers of the building, for they were in three stories and had no pillars like the pillars of the courts. Therefore, the upper chambers were set back from the ground more than the lower and upper ones. As for the outer wall by the side of the chambers, toward the outer court facing the chambers, it was 87.5 feet long. For the chambers on the outer court were 87.5 feet long, while those facing the temple were 175 feet long. Below these chambers was a passage on the east side as one enters from the outer court. At the beginning of the wall of the court, toward the south, facing the courtyard and the building, were chambers with a passage in front of them. They looked like the chambers on the north, of the same length and width, and all their exits, according to their arrangements and entrances, were the chambers which were toward the south. There was an opening at the head of the passage in front of the corresponding wall toward the east when one enters. Then he said to me, "The north chambers and the south chambers which face the courtyard are holy chambers where the priests who approach the Lord will eat the most holy offerings. There they will place the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, because the place is holy. When the priests enter, they will not go out from the sanctuary to the outer court without taking off their garments in which they minister, for these are holy. They will put on other garments, then they will go near the places where the people are." Now when he had finished measuring the interior of the temple, he led me out by the gate which faces east and measured all around. He measured the east side with a measuring stick as 875 feet by the measuring stick. He measured the north side as 875 feet by the measuring stick. He measured the south side as 875 feet by the measuring stick. He turned to the west side and measured 875 feet by the measuring stick. He measured it on all four sides. It had a wall around it, 875 feet long and 875 feet wide, to separate the holy and common places. Ezekiel chapter 43. Then he brought me to the gate that faced toward the east. I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. The sound was like that of rushing water, and the earth radiated his glory. It was like the vision I saw when he came to destroy the city, and the vision I saw by the Kabar River. I threw myself face down. The glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate that faces east. Then a wind lifted me up and brought me to the inner court. I watched the glory of the Lord filling the temple. I heard someone speaking to me from the temple while the man was standing beside me. He said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place for the soles of my feet, where I will live among the people of Israel forever. The house of Israel will no longer profane my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by their spiritual prostitution or by the pillars of their kings set up when they die. When they placed their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost by my doorpost, with only the wall between me and them, they profaned my holy name by the abominable deeds they committed. So I consumed them in my anger. Now they must put away their spiritual prostitution and the pillars of their kings far from me, and then I will live among them forever. As for you, son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel so that they will be ashamed of their sins and measure the pattern. When they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple, its pattern, its exits and entrances, and its whole design, all its statutes, its entire design, and all its laws. Write it down in their sight so that they may observe its entire design and all its statutes and do them. This is the law of the temple. The entire area on top of the mountain all around will be most holy. Indeed, this is the law of the temple. And these are the measurements of the altar. Its base is 1.75 feet high and 1.75 feet wide, and its border 9 inches on its edge. This is to be the height of the altar. From the base of the ground to the lower edge is 3.5 feet, and the width is 1.75 feet, and from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge, 7 feet, and the width 1.75 feet. and the altar hearth 7 feet wide. The ledge is 24.5 feet long and 24.5 feet wide on four sides. The border around it is 10.5 inches, and its surrounding base 1.75 feet. Its steps face east. Then he said to me, "Son of man, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. These are the statutes of the altar. On the day it is built, to offer up burnt offerings on it and to sprinkle blood on it, you will give a young bull for a sin offering to the Levitical priests who are descended from Zadok, who approach me to minister to me, declares the Sovereign Lord. You will take some of its blood and place it on the four horns of the altar, on the four corners of the ledge, and on the border all around. You will cleanse it and make atonement for it. You will also take the bull for the sin offering, and it will be burned in the appointed place in the temple outside the sanctuary. On the second day, you will offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering. They will purify the altar just as they purified it with the bull. When you have finished purifying it, you will offer an unblemished young bull and an unblemished ram from the flock. You will present them before the Lord, and the priests will scatter salt on them and offer them up as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you will provide every day a goat for a sin offering. A young bull and a ram from the flock, both without blemish, will be provided. For 7 days they will make atonement for the altar and cleanse it, so they will consecrate it. When the prescribed period is over, on the 8th day and thereafter, the priests will offer up on the altar your burnt offerings and your peace offerings. I will accept you, declares the Sovereign Lord. Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back by way of the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces east, but it was shut. The Lord said to me, "This gate will be shut. It will not be opened, and no one will enter by it, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore, it will remain shut. Only the prince may sit in it to eat a sacrificial meal before the Lord. He will enter by way of the porch of the gate and will go out by the same way." Then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. As I watched, I noticed the glory of the Lord filling the Lord's temple, and I threw myself face down. The Lord said to me, "Son of man, pay attention, watch closely, and listen carefully to everything I tell you concerning all the statutes of the Lord's house and all its laws. Pay attention to the entrances to the temple with all the exits of the sanctuary. Say to the rebellious, to the house of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Enough of all your abominable practices, O house of Israel. When you bring foreigners, those uncircumcised in heart and in flesh, into my sanctuary, you desecrate it, even my house, when you offer my food, the fat, and the blood. You have broken my covenant by all your abominable practices. You have not kept charge of my holy things, but you have assigned foreigners to keep charge of my sanctuary for you. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. No foreigner who is uncircumcised in heart and flesh among all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel will enter into my sanctuary. But the Levites who went far from me, straying off from me after their idols when Israel went astray, will be responsible for their sin. Yet they will be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple and serving the temple. They will slaughter the burnt offerings and the sacrifices for the people, and they will stand before them to minister to them. Because they used to minister to them before their gods and became a sinful obstacle to the house of Israel, consequently, I have made a vow concerning them, declares the Sovereign Lord, that they will be responsible for their sin. They will not come near me to serve me as priest, nor will they come near any of my holy things, the things which are most sacred. They will bear the shame of the abominable deeds they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, all of its service, and all that will be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the descendants of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, will approach me to minister to me. They will stand before me to offer the fat and the blood, declares the Sovereign Lord. They will enter my sanctuary and approach my table to minister to me. They will keep my charge. When they enter the gates of the inner court, they must wear linen garments. They must not have any wool on them when they minister in the inner gates of the court and in the temple. Linen turbans will be on their heads, and linen undergarments will be around their waists. They must not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out to the outer court to the people, they must remove the garments they were ministering in and place them in the holy chambers. They must put on other garments so they will not transmit holiness to the people with their garments. They must not shave their heads nor let their hair grow long. They must only trim their heads. No priest may drink wine when he enters the inner court. They must not marry a widow or a divorcee, but they may marry a virgin from the house of Israel or a widow who was a priest's widow. Moreover, they will teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the ceremonially unclean and the clean. In a controversy, they will act as judges. They will judge according to my ordinances. They will keep my laws and my statutes regarding all my appointed festivals and will observe my Sabbaths. They must not come near a dead person, or they will be defiled. However, for father, mother, son, daughter, brother, or sister, they may defile themselves. After a priest has become ceremonially clean, they must count off a period of 7 days for him. On the day he enters the sanctuary into the inner court to serve in the sanctuary, he must offer his sin offering, declares the Sovereign Lord. This will be their inheritance. I am their inheritance. You must give them no property in Israel. I am their property. They may eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel will be theirs. The first of all the first fruits and all contributions of any kind will be for the priests. You will also give to the priest the first portion of your dough, so that a blessing may rest on your house. The priest will not eat any bird or animal that has died a natural death or was torn to pieces by a wild animal. Well, tomorrow we'll finish up the book of Ezekiel. After that, we'll read the book of 2 Timothy, and then come back to the Old Testament to read the book of Daniel. So that means we'll have been in 3 books in 1 week. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.